Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Food and dietary supplements products discussed on this program are intended to contribute to the daily diet and overall health and are not intended for the use in the prevention, treatment, mitigation, or cure of any disease or health-related condition. Individuals that have or suspect they have illness or wish to commence a diet or exercise program should consult an appropriately licensed healthcare practitioner for a medical history evaluation, diagnosis, treatment, and health recommendations.
Welcome to Let's Play Doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And I want to kind of go back to the beginning of these pandemics. We know, you know, the first writings of pandemics go back into the biblical days, 8 years in a row. The plague killed thousands of Egyptian soldiers and royalty and so forth. But the slaves, the Hebrew slaves, weren't dying. Kind of interesting. Now, the slaves had been slaves for 400 years. What were they doing for the Egyptians, the slaves, the Hebrew slaves? Well, let's see here. Were they doing the laundry and cooking and babysitting? No. They were growing barley and wheat. They were growing barley and wheat in great fields and carrying buckets of water because they didn't have pumps and things like that for irrigation. So they're carrying buckets of water and, you know, they're picking the weeds by hand and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, fishing and doing whatever they had to do to provide food for the Egyptians. But also, you know, they had to care for themselves. Well, you get to the end of the eighth year, and Moses has been yelling at them, you know, the good Lord is not happy with you guys enslaving these Hebrews. You need to leave them go. And in the eighth year, the Pharaoh's oldest son died of the plague, so he said, I better let these slaves go. So he lets the slaves go. The next year, not one Egyptian died of the plague. Now, what happened? Well, they couldn't eat the barley and oats anymore, so their intestines were healing from the gluten. And they were putting their wood ashes into their little gardens. Every one of them had their little garden by their house. And so that's they were getting some minerals, and their immune systems were getting better. And, of course, the Hebrews, for those 400 years, they couldn't eat the barley and the wheat. It was illegal for them to do that. And so they're eating potatoes and beans and squash and that kind of stuff. And also they're putting the ashes from their wood stoves and fireplaces into their gardens. And so that's kind of the story there. And let's keep moving forward. And then in 17, let's move up to 1795, I think it was, Edward Jenner, a country physician in England, he came up with the idea for vaccinating against the smallpox, and he came up with a vaccine for it. It was like crazy how well it worked, and everybody was so wonderful and loved him and everything. And then 90 years later, 1875, a guy by the name of, let's see here, Louis Pasteur, okay, came up using Edward Jenner's techniques. He came up with a vaccine for rabies. There was having a big rabies pandemic in Russia and France, so he was a hero there. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was in 1885, 1890 90 years later. And then things began to happen. 1882, just about the same time, 1882, the guy by the name of Thomas Edison pulled the switch on the first commercial electric generating plants. And 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street, New York City, on the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge, he and Jonathan Leeds pulled the switch. Within 10 years' time, there's 40 new diseases, which doctors blamed on genetics, because genetics was a new science back then. And these were just really simply simple nutritional deficiency diseases, but they were blaming it on genetics. But the people who were still using wood stoves and fireplaces and putting the wood ashes into their gardens and their food, they're doing pretty good. But the ones who were going the other direction, okay, and using electricity, they didn't have the wood ashes, and they were in trouble. And so that's when we started seeing in, let's go to 1918, 1919, we had the Spanish flu. 657,000 Americans died in 6 months, in 1 6-month period, okay? And then we had, the Asian flu. We had HIV. We had polio. We had AIDS, SARS, MERS, COVID-2. Now we have COVID-19. We have another new variant. We got the Delta variant from India, and then from Peru we got the Lambda variant, C37. And there's I guarantee you there's another one coming, because there's thousands and thousands of these bugs out there, and they're always looking for some susceptible people. And so when you're eating all the bad stuff and not supplementing, you're susceptible because your bone marrow's dead, your intestines are dead, and you can't defend yourself against these bugs. Vaccines do not kill the viruses. They just alert your body to the bad DNA and RNA of the viruses, bacteria, fungus, and yeast. But if you can't respond, because you're eating gluten all the time, you're not supplementing, so you cannot make antibodies, you cannot make white blood cells, you can't respond to the vaccine. And this is what we're seeing. There's so many people who've been vaccinated. Some of them had the two vaccines, and they're still dying of the COVID because they did everything else wrong.
You're listening to the Let's Play Doctor Show, where there are alternatives to drugs, doctors, and surgery. To speak to Dr. Joel Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Clay Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Beauty, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And we've got a good comparison here. Let's compare the state of Florida with 22 million people versus Australia with 25 million people. The state of Florida is 25% Latinos, 18% black, and I don't know, maybe 3, 4% indigenous peoples. So close to 50% of the population of Florida is of these races. They're minorities, okay? But they have a high rate of COVID-19 infections and deaths. It's not a racial thing, although a lot of people point and say it's a racial thing. No. What it is, it's a dietary thing because the Latinos, the blacks, and the indigenous peoples live on wheat, butter, and oats. Let's see here. Florida is spiking like crazy. They are spiking like crazy. They had 5,300 infections. They had 15,800. They beat New York out for the record, which had 12,000 a year ago. So 15,800, had 5,000, had 6,400, and then they had 7,000. So there's a couple of states that they didn't report the daily numbers, or a couple of days they didn't report the numbers. So we're saying a minimum of 41,000 in 5 days new infections. That's in Florida. Totally, they have 2,435,400 infections and 38,300 dead. Now, let's compare that with Australia with 25 million population. They have 912 dead. 912 dead versus 38,000 dead. They have 31,000 infections versus 2.4 million infections. So what's the difference? Well, Australia is 40% indigenous peoples and Maoris and so forth, but they live on rice and maize, corn, sweet potatoes and beans and squash and seaweed. Totally different than the minorities in Florida. And so this is a totally a dietary thing, not a racial thing. And I just hope that everybody knows if you stay away from all the bad foods, take your 90 essential nutrients, you're likely to do very well. The statistics coming in for people who don't do everything correctly is not good. Just a little piece on India, that was in the news, on India, 400 Catholic priests and nuns have died there. I think it was 50 priests and 350 nuns have died so far from the pandemic in India. And that's they're out in the villages trying to help the people, you know, with their COVID and so forth, and they get it and die. And so it's one of those things where we have to pay attention to the details. And again, I want everybody to use the colloidal silver. I've been doing it for 25 years. 2 droppers full under the tongue. Well, let's go to callers. Let's go to Frank in Michigan. Frank, how can we help you?
How are you doing, doctor?
Okay, sir. How can we help you, sir?
I'd like to know something about Parkinson's disease, what you can do for that, and sinus trouble.
Parkinson's and sinus?
Right, correct.
Okay, how much do you weigh and how old are you, sir?
I'm 78 years old and I weigh 180 pounds.
Okay, do you have any other issues, any diabetes or high blood pressure?
No. I've had the Parkinson's 4 years now.
Okay. Any arthritis or back problems?
No.
Okay, good. Any ringing in your ears or balance problems?
Not yet, no.
Okay, all right. But you do have tremors and the stuff that goes along with Parkinson's?
My right hand shakes. And I get tired.
Okay. You weigh 180 pounds. All right.
Right.
Okay, well here we go. Parkinson's disease is easily prevented and easily reversed. Okay? The body has the capacity to heal itself, but it needs raw materials. So you need to get off all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no butter, and oats. There are no such things as gluten-free oats. No sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet drinks got to go. And then at 180 pounds, I want you to have three soft yolked eggs twice a day. That's a soft boiled, soft yolk, soft poached, soft yolk, soft scrambled butter. Hard boiled eggs don't count. Fried eggs cause cancer. So 3 eggs with soft yolks for breakfast and 3 eggs with soft yolks for dinner. I do that, been doing it for forever, I'm 82 years old and don't have any. Three twice a day.
Okay.
Total of six a day. Your brain is 75%. Your brain is 75% cholesterol. Are you taking statin drugs?
No.
Okay, good. Do not take statin drugs to lower your cholesterol because your brain is 75% cholesterol. You need the cholesterol to maintain your brain. Then I want you to have two of our healthy brain and heart packs per month. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Take a full dose of everything twice a day. I also want you to get two of our MSM bottles so you can take three with each meal. That will support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. Hang on, we'll come back and I'll finish your formula after these messages.
Dr. Wallach will be right back with recommendations on how you can stay healthy. Give him a call on the Let's Play Doctor Show at 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
Kim was suffering with MS, migraines, and hypoglycemia. For many years, she was undiagnosed, and then for 2 years after being diagnosed, she was treated with chemotherapy, among other things, and it just got worse. Then Kim called Dr. Joel Wallach.
It has been amazing. Cut my medications down to less than a third. I would say within the first week, I was seeing recognizable, significant results, and within a month, it was just amazing, and even they're seeing healing in my optic nerves, almost completely healed. It's been great.
Are you suffering with a disease or ailment that needs help? Get help today. Call your Youngevity distributor at the number you'll hear during the show. That will put you in touch with one of Dr. Wallach's trained staff so you can get on the road to a happier, healthier life. Or you can call us at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
Well, I went to the doc, and he informed me I no longer have diabetes and quit taking any of the medicine.
Well, how long did you have diabetes?
12 years, okay. Adult.
And then how long have you been on the Youngevity products?
About a year.
Now, isn't that phenomenal?
And one more thing, my hair is growing back.
Your hair?
I've been bald for 40 years. I've lost close to 100 pounds.
And I know your story will give hope to a lot of people who have weight challenges, who have diabetes challenges. And we actually have thousands of people a month who have the same experience that Ted does. We have people who were diabetic for 30 years, and in 30 days, their doctor declared them diabetes-free.
Did you think that you were destined to be diabetic or overweight forever? Call for a free consultation today, 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
Let's Play Doc on Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, Knife Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And check back to Michigan and Frank. Okay, again, get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, rhinos, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Then two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose thing twice a day. Get two bottles a month of our MSM, so you can take three of those three times a day. And that will be to support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, and including the skull, because a lot of times there's osteoporosis of the skull contributing to Parkinson's disease, or maybe even the primary cause, osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the skull. Then again, you have three eggs for a total of six eggs a day, soft yolks,
right.
Soft boiled, soft poached, soft scrambled in butter. And then
right.
I also want you to have our Synaptive. Take three of those twice a day. It's two bottles a month. The Synaptive are the raw materials for your brain cells to make the biochemistry necessary for them to talk to their neighbor brain cell. And then we also have what we call de-stress capsules. You can go ahead and take three of those twice a day. It contains most of the nutrients necessary for the brain to kind of manage itself. and metabolize nutrition and so forth. That's de-stress capsules. Take three twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And also make sure you have circulation in the brain. Make sure you're taking 2 bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take three of those twice a day. That's going to ensure a healthy blood pressure, but also healthy blood flow through arteries in the brain, the heart, the coronary arteries, the kidneys. And now the sinuses could be related to osteoporosis of the skull. It can also be due to a low immune system where you just have this chronic stuff going on. Okay, so that's all possible. So I do want you to take our colloidal silver. Put 2 droppers full under your tongue, 30 minutes for each meal and 30 minutes for bedtime. So you'll need 2 of these little dropper bottles per month or colloidal silver. You need to use a hand sanitizer because when you have these kind of things, you're high risk from the COVID virus. You're at high risk of infection. You're at high risk of having a bad outcome. So I want to take care of yourself from every direction you can. Now, did you have another question to go along with that?
No, I just wanted them to answer you too. What about saline rinse?
Well, saline rinse, it can't hurt. Okay, but it's just a mechanical cleaning. But so what's the origin? Why is there lots of mucus? And so,
right.
It could be just because you have osteoporosis of the skull. And it could be in squeezing nerves in your brain and so forth causing that. A lot of people, when they have osteoporosis of the skull, they'll get tears when they eat because their eyes think they have salivary glands or something. And so maybe your sinuses are thinking that, they're salivary glands and then that sort of stuff. And so this is not uncommon with COVID. Okay, so you really, really want to watch it. And take care of all the details. Don't forget our hand sanitizer. Wear your mask. And you live in Michigan. They percentage-wise, they have one of the highest rates of deaths from COVID. And so they haven't published the numbers in 4 days. So I'm very nervous about that. When a state doesn't publish the numbers, that usually means it's spiking badly. Mm-hmm. So anyway, keep in touch with us every couple of weeks if you would, Frank. Let us know what's going on, and we'll walk you through this. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay. God bless you, sir. All right. And I want to remind everybody that, we're looking for help. We're growing like crazy. And one of the things we want you to do is contact and get in touch with the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. They're the ones who saved America after the Second World War when all the young people had to stay in Europe and Asia and Pacific to kind of rebuild the world. And so the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts kind of took over and helped rebuild America. Well, we need them to help rebuild America now. And so in addition to them being able to be helping out in the neighborhoods, because they work with churches and volunteer agencies like volunteer fire departments, stuff like that, in addition to those kind of things, they get these merit badges and pins, these service pins for the Girl Scouts, and they kind of advance in rank and so forth, which is a good thing. We apply for jobs and so on. But also we want them to become longevity associates. We will pay them a check every month. Even if they're only 4 years old, they just have to partner up with their parents or grandparents or older brothers and sisters, and they can get a check coming into them. They can put in an account for college. They can get a car bonus. And, again, they'll get more of their badges and pins because they're going to be helping out and doing things.
Do you want more ways to reduce or even eliminate prescription drugs from your life? Call Dr. Joel Wallach on the Let's Play Doctor Show at 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue over a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package as a group of senators try to produce a bill that can be brought to the floor of the Senate this week. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman saying on CNN's State of the Union Sunday that a provision to fund an expansion of the Internal Revenue Service for greater enforcement of tax laws was removed from the bill as part of those negotiations.
One reason it's not part of the proposal is that we did have pushback. Another reason is that we found out that the Democrats were going to put a proposal into the reconciliation package, which was not just similar to the one we had, but with a lot more IRS enforcement. So, that created quite a problem because the general agreement is that this is the bipartisan negotiated infrastructure package and that we will stick with that. And President Biden, to his credit, said that we will not be renegotiating these items in the reconciliation package.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Officials say the largest wildfire currently burning in the country is now about the size of Los Angeles. Jeremy Scott reports.
The bootleg fire burning in southern Oregon is the largest wildfire in the U.S. It's just north of the California border and has scorched more than 476 square miles, an area about the size of Los Angeles. The fire has burned at least 67 homes and 100 outbuildings. Thousands more are threatened. Containment of the fire now at 22%. One of dozens of major wildfires burning across the West. Forecasters warning of dangerous fire weather through Monday in California and southern Oregon. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And two more Democratic members of the Texas House have tested positive for COVID-19. That brings the total number of cases to five among the group of lawmakers who left Texas last week in order to stop a vote on a controversial election reform bill. The Texas House Democratic Caucus says in a statement that the two members who tested positive were fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Let's Play Doctor on the Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity, 95th Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And, Chuck, let's go to emails or callers.
All right, Dr. Wallach, this is an email from Greg in Minnesota. He says, it seems that everyone on his family has or is starting to feel the pains of arthritis. He wants to know if it's hereditary, can it be headed off so that he doesn't get it? When should he start? Some of the family members are in terrible pain on a daily basis. At 5'5", he weighs 155, and he's 44 years old, and he's not looking forward to that pain.
Okay. Well, first of all, arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not autoimmune. Arthritis is a simple nutritional deficiency disease. And it's very simple to prevent. You want to start, you know, before, when you're an embryo and all through the years as a kid, teenager, and young person, you'll never get arthritis. I'm 82 years old. I don't have arthritis because I've been doing this for gluten-free for 74 years and taking the 90 essential nutrients for 74 years. I don't have any pre-existing conditions. No high blood pressure, no diabetes, no arthritis, no back problem, no sciatica. I don't have any of that stuff. No diabetes. I said diabetes, okay? And so what you want to do at 155 pounds is get rid of all the bad stuff so you can maximize absorption and reduce inflammation. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rhinos, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And at 155 pounds, I would have you take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, two full doses a day. Let's see, 155 pounds, two full doses a day of the healthy brain and heart pack. That'll take two packs a month. Then I want you to get 2 bottles a month of our MSM, so you can take 3 of those with each meal. They will support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between vertebrae, bone rings, bone itself. And then also you need the glucogel. Go ahead and get your body weight to 2 bottles of the glucogel capsules. Take 5 twice a day. If you prefer the liquid, you can get 2 quarts a month. Take an ounce twice a day of the glucogel. That's the raw materials to actually the cartilage is made out of. So that's very important. And then also you want vitamin D3. And see, Minnesota, yep, you want to take vitamin D3, three of those twice a day. It's 2 pounds a month, so you absorb the minerals and put them in the right place. And then if somebody has joint pain or back pain, they can use our CM cream and add 5 drops of our trauma oil to, say, a teaspoon of the CM cream. Mix it up real good and then apply it to the place that hurts, your knee, your hip, your fingers, your back, your neck. And you'll get about 2 hours of pain relief without, you know, getting on prescription drugs. And again, I don't care if you've had arthritis for 30, 40, 50 years. It's totally reversible. It's totally reversible. It's not a genetic disease. It's not an autoimmune disease. It's simply nutritional deficiencies. And so, you know, keep in touch with us. We'll walk you through this. And, of course, you pay the wholesale price for the products. And if you get on auto ship, we'll pay the shipping. And if you do this as an associate, if you become one of our associates, a distributor, and you get a franchise, well, guess what? We'll give you $500 free worth of business building materials and information, as well as a free website. You can't lose. You cannot lose. Get all these tax breaks of owning your own business, running out of your house. You can get thousands of dollars worth of tax breaks per month that you can't get just by being an employee of a big corporation. And so that's one of the advantages of having your own home-based business. There are all the tax breaks. You get thousands of dollars worth of tax breaks depending on the percentage of floor space you use in your home. If you use 50% of your floor space, you can deduct every month off your taxes 50% of your mortgage or your lease. And again, you get to deduct 50% of your utilities. Isn't that crazy? We'll be back after these messages.
Would you like to ask Dr. Wallach a question but can't call the show? Send us an email at emaildrw@gmail.com. If we use it on the show, we will email back his response. Be sure to include age, height, and weight, as well as conditions that you've been diagnosed with. There's no need to list medications that you are taking. Send it to emaildrw@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's Play Doctor on the Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Divinity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And let's see here, Chuck. Okay, let's go to Nurse Hester then, California. How can we help you?
Thanks. I wait for you, Dr. Wallach. Excellent work, as usual, in the community. We appreciate you tremendously.
Well, you're very sweet.
Moving forward, I have this 35-year-old male. He weighs 170 pounds. He's about 5'11". He has been diagnosed with high blood pressure, and he's on dialysis. He has been on a dialysis for about 6 months. He has a little urination, I should say, about a half a quart. He's on fluid restrictions, about 32 ounces per day, if you will. So, and of course, you know, they place him on the medications and what have you.
Sure.
And, of course, I do mention to him as patient advocate, nurse consultant, no wheat, barley, or rye, including oatmeal, no processed foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no margarine, no carbonated drinks, no sodas, diet sodas, no honey. What is the course of action for our patients?
Well, by Joe, I believe you got it. You did a great job. Okay, so I give you an A+. Well, so just going, building on what you started, and I'm assuming you didn't say diabetes, so I'm assuming he doesn't have diabetes. Is that correct?
No, he doesn't. Correct.
Okay, he does not. Okay. So I want him to just get on the diet that you just proposed. It's quite correct. At 170 pounds, I want him to have two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month. A full dose, everything twice a day. Then I want him to have the MSM, two bottles a month, so he can take three with each meal. And they're going to support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between vertebrae, bone mix, and bone cell, artery walls, vein walls, and connective tissue all over the place, including the kidneys and bone marrow and so forth. Then I also want him to have our, let's see here, Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. I want him to take three times a day. It'll be three bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, and they will support healthy blood pressure, but also they're going to support healthy blood flow into the arteries, into the kidneys. 99% of the time when people are on dialysis, there's really nothing wrong with the kidneys. It shows up as a kidney problem because the arteries bring the dirty blood into the kidneys are blocked, and so the kidneys can't be efficient because the arteries are blocked bringing the dirty blood. And so that's why we need the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Three of those, I'd go three times a day. It'll be three bottles a month because he's, you know, limited urine capacity here, so he needs to go fast. And I've had people that haven't urinated for 10 years. No urination for 10 years. They're on dialysis 6 days a week, and in 2 weeks on the same program, they are urinating again. So they dropped the dialysis down to 3 days a week, and in 2 more weeks, they're totally off of dialysis. They were on dialysis totally for 25 years because they didn't want to get a kidney transplant. And so I've done this many, many times. We just had a recent person, a similar problem, got off of dialysis by the same program. So it's certainly worth a try. But they've got to be, you know, 100% off the bad food so they can maximize absorption, because if you're not absorbing these things, nothing's going to happen. So that's important. But the blood pressure comes down very quickly because invariably when the blood pressure is up when you're on dialysis, it's because the kidney's releasing a hormone called renin, which drives the blood pressure up, hoping to get more dirty blood to come into the kidney. And so that's what's going on there. And so this is, you know, a scenario I'm very familiar with. We've had great success in various countries as well as the United States. And so there's no doubt about it. And we look forward to working with you, Nurse Hester, on this patient because I believe we can do some great things. He's got an angel of God in yourself. And so I'm very, very proud of you. So let's get this done.
All righty, sir. Thank you so kindly. And we'll be talking soon.
Okay, please. Yeah, let's hear on a regular basis. Thank you so much. I want to remind everybody that it's one of those things where the doctors really don't have any experience outside of vaccinations for diseases. They bank and bet your life on vaccinations. And, of course, you can't respond to a vaccination if you're not absorbing nutrition so that your bone marrow your immune system can function properly and respond to the vaccination. Vaccinations don't kill viruses, bacteria, fungus, and yeast. Vaccinations just alert your body to bad DNA and RNA in viruses and bacteria and yeast. So then when the bug shows up, everybody says, ah, there's that bad guy. And you release white blood cells, T lymphocytes, antibodies, stem cells, platelets, red blood cells to go kill and eat the virus. But if you've been eating gluten and not supplementing, your intestines are dead and you cannot absorb efficiently. And if you're not supplementing, inefficient absorption of nothing is nothing. And so that doesn't sound good, right? And so also what happens is, under these circumstances, the ability for your bone marrow to respond to the bug is almost zero. And that's why you hear about so many people, well, how did he die? He had two vaccinations a month apart, and that was 3 months ago, and suddenly now he's dying after just 3 days in the hospital on a ventilator with COVID? I mean, what's going on here? Well, that's because when the bone marrow is dead, it cannot respond to the vaccination. Just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean anything. Just because you're carrying a gun on your hip doesn't mean anything unless you got bullets in it. Is the way I describe it. You got to have bullets in the gun to make the gun worthwhile. Don't carry an empty gun. Okay, and you don't want to be carrying empty immune system because you need the white blood cells, you need the antibodies, you need the platelets, you need the red blood cells to make your immune system work. And it's not something that happens like light on, light off. It's not a sudden thing. It's a gradual thing. That's why kids who are 3, 4, 5 years old, when they get the COVID, they get common cold-like symptoms for 3 or 4 days, and then it's all over with. They get antibodies to the COVID, and they're good to go for the rest of their life. Well, why didn't they get a serious problem? They weren't vaccinated. They're only 3, 4, 5 years old. That's because they've only been eating gluten for 3, 4, 5 years. And so they've only lost maybe 10% of their intestines. And kids, you're usually getting vitamins and minerals, either drops or capsules or pills or some kind of vitamin mineral drink or something. And so, but once they get into school, once they go to school, well, you're a big boy now. You don't need your vitamins because you're eating adult food now. You're going to be eating lunch at school. So you don't need any vitamins anymore because you're a big boy, you're a big girl. And so that's why suddenly now when somebody is 12, 15 years old and they get COVID, suddenly now they're getting more serious symptoms and may have to go in to the hospital to get on, you know, a ventilator. But don't forget the hand sanitizer. Don't forget our colloidal silver. Don't forget the 90 essential nutrients. Don't forget to stay away from the bad stuff. And you will do well. When you look around the world, the people who do well are the ones who are paying attention to those details. The ones who are just running around like crazy and not paying attention like they're doing in Florida right now is very scary. 41,000 new cases in Florida in 5 days. That's spiking. And this is, and I don't know, I think they probably have a fair percentage. They may have 50, 60% of the people in Florida vaccinated, but they're still having a high rate of infections and deaths. And that's because they're not paying attention to details to make their bone marrow produce antibodies and white blood cells. You got to pay attention to all the details. And just because everybody's running around without masks doesn't mean everything's safe. And so we do have to pay attention to the details. Please, please, please. The only way we're going to save America is to save Americans. The only way we're going to save America is to prevent people from dying from this COVID thing. And I guarantee you there's another epigenetics thing going on here. There's another epidemic thing going on. That's what I'm looking for. Epidemic. There's another epidemic coming here because there's thousands and thousands of these viruses and bacteria looking for a home, just like in Peru. There's this thing just popped up about 6 months ago. This Lambda variant, C37, 5 times more infectious and deadly than the Delta variant. And so who knows what's going to happen in another 6 months? We've got to detail this, and if we do, we'll win, just like they did with the thing called smallpox. When I was in the military, I had smallpox vaccinations every year. I had tetanus vaccinations every year. I had rabies vaccinations every year. Rabies, I was a veterinarian, okay? And so they're saying, well, you might have to work with a dog sometimes, and who knows, you're going to get bitten by a wolf or a coyote or a fox or something like that. So all the veterinarians in the military, no matter what branch you were in, I was in the Army for 7 years and Air Force for 20 years, I had a rabies vaccination every year for 27 years.
You found the Let's Play Doctor Show. We're here each weekday afternoon. Phone lines open at 3:40 Eastern, so that's the best time when you should reach out to Dr. Joel Wallach. Call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Back with Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity, 9 o'clock Crusade. And Chuck, let's go to one of your magic shows.
Yes, indeed, Dr. Wallach. With 20 plus years of the Let's Play Doctor show, here's a flashback to the caller from the past.
Chuck, let's go back to the East Coast of Virginia. And Keith, you're on the air.
Yes, Dr. Wallach, I spoke to you not too long ago about idiopathic fibrosis, and I have been recently diagnosed with pulmonary hypertension. And you told me to get back with you what course the doctors decided. And they put me on something for my lungs called Ofev and Viagra for the pulmonary hypertension.
Viagra?
Yes.
Pulmonary hypertension. Okay. All right. How much do you weigh here, Keith?
129. And I'm 63.
And how old are you? 63. How tall are you?
How tall are you? 5'6".
Okay. Okay, so you're slim. And do you have any diabetes or eczema on your skin or diabetes or asthma?
No.
Okay, but pulmonary hypertension. Okay. Do you have any ringing in the ears, any noise in your ears like a tone?
No.
Okay. Do you have any vertigo or balance problems?
The only time I get a little dizzy sometime when I cough, or maybe every now and then going up and down some steps.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And do you have any receding gums or dental issues, dentures or implants?
No.
Okay. Any arthritis or back problems?
No.
All right. All right. Well, I think you have the beginnings of osteoporosis of the skull. That would produce this vertigo you experience going up and down steps. And when you get pulmonary hypertension, pulmonary fibrosis, hypertension, which is hypertension, of course, is high blood pressure. Okay. Is pulmonary hypertension, high blood pressure caused by some stuff going on in the lungs. And so what I want you to do is get rid of all the bad foods. No fried food, no processed meats, no oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, salad dressing, cooking oils, no peanut oil, no soy oils, no oils whatsoever, no canola oil, no oils. Mm-hmm. And then I want you to eat three eggs three times a day, soft yolk, soft boiled, soft yolk, soft poached, soft yolk, soft soft scrambled butter. I want you to have high-fat yogurt. I think Nusa is the yogurt that has the highest fat, you know, like anywhere, depending on the flavor, is 8 to 12%. You do not want zero-fat yogurt. You want to drink whole milk. Okay, you want to have ice cream. You want sugar-free ice cream for diabetics. But you want, you know, real ice cream that's very high in fats, milk fats. I want you to have one healthy brain and heart pack per month. One healthy brain and heart pack per month. And half a dose of everything twice a day.
Okay, Dr. Wallach, anything else you'd like to add to that regimen?
Yeah, I'd like to throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, so three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month to support healthy blood flow through and also support healthy blood pressure to help the blood flow through the lungs and kidneys and liver and all that kind of stuff. Also, wouldn't hurt to deal with OxyBody. That's what I'm looking for. OxyBody, which is a wonderful liquid product with minerals in it, but it's an oxygen supplement, and you could take an ounce of that twice a day. And also on that yogurt, I want to throw in, it's got to be gluten-free also, as well as sugar-free. It's got to be gluten-free. That Nusa, I like the Nusa because it is gluten-free and sugar-free. And I like the strawberry one. I like the lemon one. And they taste great. I have two of them for breakfast every morning, one of each. And I've been doing that for years and years and years and years. And so it's a great way to get your proper proteins from the dairy and also avoid gluten. Well, thank you so much, Chuck. Superlative job as usual. God bless. God bless you, sir. God bless the American flag. God bless our national anthem. God bless America.
Is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-1010.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.